Good morning. It's Sunday, 0600. Absolutely pouring down outside here in southern England, and it's black as night. Sun won't rise for another hour and a half. Oh dear, who needs winter? Now then, this is not much of a day for going down to the boat, so I'll be under the car again today. In case you don't know, when I'm not sailing or writing or riding my motorbike or doing my best to save the roses from the ravages of winter, I look after my old car, which is a 1949 Bentley. I've had this car for a few years now, and I absolutely love it. It's just become a sort of alter ego. He's called Reggie, and he's got a freestone and web aluminium body, semi-razor edge. He's very beautiful, and he's a proper car. You can actually go to places in him. My wife and I drove him to Italy a few years ago. We've been up to Scotland from the south coast of England, and last weekend, my wife Roz had a family reunion, and we decided we'd go in Reg, and it was up on the Welsh Marches, about 150 miles away. So he had to be working well. And to be honest, I had a bit of an autumn with him. The thing about Reggie is, he never lets you down by the roadside. Touch wood, of course, but he never does. He's a Bentley, after all. That's not his style. What he does is, if he's not happy with the way things are, with his maintenance, he lets you know. A bit of a hiccup develops, and you realise that you've got to get out and get under, sooner or later. But not now. And so, that was the situation, as summer ended. And there were a couple of things that needed attention. The most important was that we didn't seem to have any brakes. He stopped all right, but you really had to stand on them, brace yourself against the back of the driving seat and plunge your foot into the brakes. And he's got hydraulic front brakes and rod back brakes, which is very clever because it means if your hydraulics go down, the rod brakes are not going to pack up. But they're not much good, actually. In fact, they're not nearly good enough for modern roads. So, better have a look at the brakes. So I took him round to my mate's house where there's a pit, and me and my pal Ian went underneath, and Ian said, well, look, what you'll have to do is set up the servo. There's a magic servo that works on the brake, on the gearbox. And that was all locked up, but I managed to get a huge Tommy bar on it, and I set that up, and I found that when I'd finished, it got back to the same place it started at. Well, now, you'd think the first thing to do, if your brakes weren't working, your hydraulic brakes, would be have a look in the master cylinder, wouldn't you? Make sure there was plenty of fluid. But actually, the master cylinder is a bit of a cow to get at, so I did the servo first. No result. So, bite the bullet, strip everything down, have a look in the master cylinder. That took several hours, but I got in there, had a look, and guess what? Not a drop of fluid. Nothing. So, well, we'd rebuilt it 4 years ago, and everyone said then, ah, it'll never last. Once they start going, they've had it. But there were no new ones to be had, so we rebuilt the one we'd got. Well, now, there are no new ones at all, so I had to have one made. And I'm still smarting from the expense, but it had to be done. So, we managed to get that in, bleed the brakes, and off we went. It took ages to do this, and very difficult, bleeding knuckles, the whole fun of the fair. But once it was in, the quality of the whole thing shines, you know. It's just beautiful the way this car is engineered. 1949, 65 years old, and this is the first problem that he's ever had with the brakes, as far as I know. First problem he ever had with the clutch was 4 years ago, and we put a new one in, and that solved that, never any more difficulty. We had to do the water pump in the spring, and that was a nasty job. But again, it's lasted so long, and you can't complain, really, and the car is so reliable, it's just wonderful, lovely to drive. Anyway, off we went down the road to test the brakes, and I'd got so used to the brakes being lousy that when I put my foot on them, I put it on good and hard, and we nearly went through the windscreen. The front of the car dived down, the deer ran away into the fields, the squirrels ran up the trees, and the whole thing was astonishing. So, there we are. Reggie's back on form. He's got new brakes. We've given him a complete service, which took us 2 weeks of evenings. But it's all done, and now he's absolutely singing. He's sitting there in the shed, sparkling and lovely. It's a great thing to have an old car. It's a bit like having an old boat. There's a glory in it. Especially if you can make it work so that it's not a museum piece. I feel this about boats. You know, some of my old boats, I've sailed them across the Atlantic, I've been to the Arctic in them, I've actually done things with them. And that's what we should do with our cars and our boats. They should be out there on the water, on the highway, improving the view for everybody, delighting the viewers, and giving us pleasure. It's no good putting them in a museum. That's not what they're for. If there's more than one of them, get it out there on the road. Get it out there on the water. Face up to the gale. Find out what it's good for. And if it's really that old and that tired, well, get down to work on it so that it's okay. There we are. I think that'll do for now. I might just go out and have a look at Reggie. He's got his battery conditioner on and he's smiling at me in the shed. Little heater out there. It's a lovely place to be. I'm going to go out with my cup of tea and see how he's doing. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.